This place isn't called the Valley of the Sun for nothing. On average, there are more than 200 days of sunshine every year here, and especially this time of year, that sun is particularly strong and hot. For a lot of people, that means some sweat and scurrying from one air-conditioned place to another, but for some, the problems are much worse. Here to talk about that is Chip Coffey. He's the Director of Therapy Services at St. Luke's Behavioral Health Center. Hi, Chip.
Good morning.
So let's define our terms here. We're talking about seasonal affective disorder, specifically in the summer here. What is SAD? What is seasonal affective disorder?
Well, seasonal affective disorder was first identified in 1984, and we saw it primarily with people with winter depression and some of the winter blues that just seemed to every year when it came around. Well, it's been more recent that we realized that we also had summer seasonal affective disorder, which some of the symptoms that we see are different than winter SAD.
What causes seasonal affective disorder, specifically for folks maybe here in the summer?
Well, some of the causes that we look at it is we believe that some of it's related to the sun and our sleep patterns. The other aspects of it is certainly the heat, and not just the light, and you know, our days are much longer, but we have to deal in Phoenix, we deal with the heat. When it's 120 degrees, it's not like you're wanting to go outside and exercise a lot.
So, you know, a lot of folks who have traditional, for lack of a better word, seasonal affective disorder, who live in cloudy climates, will get like a light box or something that will shine, you know, basically give them more light, and that seems to help them. It sounds like it's maybe not as simple as putting blackout shades on your windows here.
One of the ones that we have been looking at that seems to have been effective has been more doing things around trying to keep people on regular sleep cycles and certainly exercise. But then also we find that if they stay in well air-conditioned places, that they do much better. So making sure that people stay in cool areas. And I tell people sometimes if you can't afford it at the house or the apartment, maybe hit the mall where the temperatures are a lot cooler.
So is it really just a matter of the heat? It's not so much because with regular seasonal affective disorder, it seems like the lack of sun seems to cause some problems, but it sounds like with summer SAD, the presence of sun is not the problem, it's more the heat?
Well, it really is a combination of the two, because what we do notice is that in the summertime, of course, with more daylight, we tend to get up a lot earlier, and it does throw off our sleep patterns. If we're normally up at 8 o'clock and we go to bed at 10, then with the sun being up much earlier, we're waking up at 4 o'clock, that throws off our sleep. Wintertime, we know that there's a change in melatonin levels, that it really increases melatonin levels. And what we see in the summertime is that there's not as much of an impact on melatonin levels.
Are the symptoms different with winter and summer seasonal affective disorder?
Well, you certainly see the same aspects around depression and that sense of hopelessness, helplessness, and the guilt. And you can also have the suicidal thoughts. What we do notice that is different is that with winter seasonal affective disorder, you end up with a lot of weight gain. Summertime, it's weight loss. The activity level also changes. What we notice is more hyperactivity. There's some researchers that think that summer seasonal affective disorder actually might be related in some ways to bipolar mania.
So folks just have a ton of energy, but they can't go outside to get rid of any of it, so they're just kind of cooped up inside and trying to deal with their own sort of bundle of energy.
Correct. And you know, some people say, well, it's nice because the house is always cleaned and the dogs walked and those parts. But then we also have the downside of that some of the behavior becomes, you know, the libido increases. So we've noticed that there can be some cheating within relationships. And then that creates those additional issues, which then leads to an increase in depression.
Do you find that for folks who have summer SAD, that once it starts to cool down, you know, end of September, October-ish, that even though it's just as sunny out as it is during the summer, it's cooler out and maybe some of the symptoms start to dissipate a little bit?
For some. I mean, it's going to be, you're still going to get those ones who are very heat and sun-driven. There's others that are more heat-driven. I can say I'm one of those people that I despise the heat, so I tend to avoid heat at all cost. And I know that my energy level and activity level always is going to increase once the temperatures drop. And I think that the people who have summer seasonal affective disorder, you're going to see that variable as well.
For folks who have summer SAD and are really responsive or in a negative way, perhaps, to sunlight, this seems like a pretty bad place to live.
Well, it can be. And you know, we say that there's worse areas you could be. You could be in Florida where you have not only the sun and the heat, but you have the humidity as well.
That's true. This is not something that affects a ton of people, right? Both seasonal affective disorder and summer SAD.
About 10% of people in the United States meet the criteria for seasonal affective disorder. But within that 10%, only about 1% of those are actually summer SAD.
Is it relatively new that it's recognized that folks in warmer, sunnier climates could have this?
It's been about the last 5 years that we've really been speaking about it, and I think more so within the last couple of years.
What kind of research is being done to try to figure out more about the causes and maybe how to treat some of this, other than just having people stay, you know, inside where it's cool?
Most of the research that we see comes out of England.
So, interesting, which is not a place that is sunny or hot particularly.
Right, and some of the studies that they're doing are coming out of some studies that they've done in India, where they find that people who are closer to the equator have the summer seasonal affective disorder more so than we do.
Is seasonal affective disorder something that folks talk about? I mean, if you suffer from this, is this one of those illnesses that has a stigma associated with it that you just don't want people to know about?
I think that because one of the components is depression, and I think that one of the things that there's so much stigma around depression, we tend to not want to talk about depression, period, even though one person in four in the United States has a diagnosable mental illness. We avoid the talk of depression.
Is it harder to talk about, perhaps, knowing that, I mean, so many people, you know, on vacation, they love to go places where it's sunny and warm. They go to the beach, they go to the Caribbean. A lot of people come here because it's sunny and warm, especially in the wintertime. Is it hard to explain to people that that's not always such a good thing? Like, it can be kind of a downer to always have it be sunny and hot.
Well, I've made the comparison in with my own family is winter times, they're back east, and winter times they have the snow banks and they have the snow that keep them trapped in their houses. We have heat banks, basically, that keep us trapped in our houses. We're just as stuck at home when it's 120 degrees or 115 degrees as they are stuck at home when there's 3 feet of snow on the ground.
Are there any potential new treatments coming out, either from the research you mentioned from England or other elsewhere, that might be able to help better treat some of the folks who suffer from this?
The most common treatment that we're still doing right now still has to do with antidepressants, use of antidepressant, but also a lot of talk therapy, using cognitive behavioral treatments so that people can change their thoughts and feelings around their depression and around the summer seasonal affective disorder.
Chip Coffey is the Director of Therapy Services at St. Luke's Behavioral Health Center. Chip, thanks so much.
Thank you.